a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor J.P. Mosley from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. That will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by House Pages Shanda Gill from Winner and Jenna Johnson from Pierre.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, merciful Lord, Lord of all, we thank you for this beautiful Friday. Looking forward to a wonderful weekend. Pray that you would continue to be with the representatives here as they travel back to their constituency, that you would give them safe traveling mercies. We also thank you for those who help out. We thank you for these pages here and all those who assist in this legislative process. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Boland, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feikert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Hogard, Hawks, Hawley, Heineman, Hickey, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Lateral, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schramp, Sly, Soley, Solem, Stalser, Stevens, Tolson, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willidson, Wolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 29th day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Second.
Those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal's approved. Today in the House is Cindy Johnson Brown, the daughter of the late Representative Jewel Johnson of District 17. I believe in speaking with her earlier, I think he was here in 1968. Here today also is Representative Johnson's grandson, who's paging with us this week, Jack Brown. So help us recognize and welcome them to the House. Jack, sit up, stand up. There we go. You're up there. Is our doctor in the day in the House? Over in the Senate, okay. Well, it's Dr. Martin Christensen. We won't be here long, so I'm going to introduce him now. So those from Mitchell can thank him for coming. It's Dr. Christensen. Has been practicing family medicine at the Mitchell Clinic since 1985. And he attended the USD School of Medicine and completed his residency at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Also, we have fourth grade students from the Laura Ingalls Wilder School from DeSmet, Representative Werner and Gibson's district. Their teacher is Tammy Albright. Are they here in the House? They're in the Senate. Okay. And communications?
February 27, 2015, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on February 26, 2015, I approved House Bills 1051, 1057, 1063, 1076, 1085, 1099, 1119, 1120, 1136, 1178, and 1180, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
I was remiss in my recognizing people. The South Dakota Federation of Republican Women were here this morning. They supplied food out in the speaker's lobby early on. I believe they had food in the outside, too. So do we have any of the South Dakota Federation of Republican Women here? They were dressed in red this morning. They may be over in the Senate also. Okay. Very good, Chief Clerk. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that Senate Bill 24, 25, 26, 27, and 110 do pass. Justin R. Cronin, Chair. The State Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that Senate Bill 58, 73, and 86 do pass. Senate Bill 113 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 168 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that Senate Bill 153 do pass. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that Senate Bill 120 do pass. Senate Bill 177 was reconsidered and now do pass. And Senate Bill 30 and 128 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that Senate Bill 82, 97, and 98 do pass. G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1029, 1043, 1060, 1081, 1089, 1090, 1101, 1102, 1105, 1106, 1121, 1125, 1135, 1151, 1189, and 1229, and H.J.R. 1003, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1027, 1079, 1130, 1146, 1148, and 1236, which have been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith SCR 8, which has been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions.
SCR 8, condemning the growing anti-Semitism in certain countries and extending an invitation to Jewish families from around the world to South Dakota. The Speaker has waived the committee referral.
Second reading of consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 5, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the assessment and taxation of real property. Senate Bill 56, an act to provide direction regarding the calculation of adjusted gross proceeds for the purpose of calculating the gaming tax. Senate Bill 78, an act to authorize counties or medical providers to recover inmate health care costs from insurers. Senate Bill 87, an act to revise the circumstances creating a vacancy in municipal office. Senate Bill 88, an act to authorize emergency appointments to the Municipal Election Board.
Consent calendar bills, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of bills on the consent calendar. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote.
Representative Hager, Ramkama, Shrimp. Shrimp is excused. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 62 yeas, 8 excused.
Consent bills having received a majority of the vote, members elect are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. I think our fourth grade students from Laura Engels Wilder School from DeSchmidt are here. So on behalf of Representative Werner and Gibson, we'd like to welcome the class and their teacher, Tammy Albright, up here to my left, to your right. Let's welcome. Second reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions. Representative Gosch, would you...
Mr. Speaker, I would move we defer the remainder of the calendar to next week, the 30th legislative day.
Second! All in favor of the Gosch motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye!
As opposed, nay.
No!
Motion carries. There being no objection, the House will revert back to a previous order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that House Bill 1055 and 1113 was delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:08 a.m. February 27, 2015. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1029, 1043, 1060, 1081, 1082, 1090, 1101, 1102, 1105, 1106, 1121, 1125, 1135, 1151, 1189, and 1229, and House Joint Resolution 1003, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Holy smokes. Speaker signs an act to revise certain requirements regarding high-performance building design and construction standards for newly constructed or renovated state-owned buildings. We've got a bunch of them today, folks, so I'm going to go through them as fast as I can here. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the Department of Education. Speaker signs an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain family physicians, dentists, physician assistants, and nurse practitioners who have complied with the requirements of the Recruitment Assistance Program to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain provisions regarding county officials and the Board of County Commissioners. Speaker signs an act to ban the practice of female genital mutilation in the state, to provide a penalty therefore, and to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to prohibit a person from serving as a member of the Consumers Power District Board of Directors in certain cases. Speaker signs an act to ensure local control over curriculum and methods of instruction. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of licensing massage therapists. Speaker signs an act to provide for an affidavit creating a rebuttable presumption that a person is not an employee for purposes of workers' compensation and to provide a penalty therefore. Speaker signs an act to establish the rights of municipal, county, or township officers in certain decision-making processes. Speaker signs an act to authorize ownership boards to establish speed zones on township roads. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the notice for meeting of public bodies. Speaker signs an act to expand certain bonding provisions regarding local government officials and employees. Speaker signs an act to improve public safety through confidential stress management services for emergency service providers. Speaker signs an act to make an appropriation to fund tax refunds for elderly persons and persons with a disability and to declare an emergency. Speaker signs an act to revise provisions related to the release of medical waste. Speaker signs an act, Speaker signs proposing and submitting to the electors at the next general election an amendment to Article 14 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota relating to the authority of the Board of Regents. Okay. Representative Zigman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, it gives me, I'm very honored to introduce some special people up in the corner right behind the speaker to his left, the Ike Olson family. Mr. Olson, who is called Emmett B. Ike Olson, has just passed away at age 90. He was, Ike was the first state director for vocational technical education, he was appointed by then South Dakota Governor Bowe. After that became Dave Bondi, which many of you know across the in the Senate side, and then following Dave Bondi was yours truly. And it's a great honor to introduce him. He was, Ike was responsible actually for starting vocational education in the state of South Dakota, helping start, at that time they were talking six vocational schools, which are now technical institutes. And so would you folks please rise, and would you give him a round of applause, please?
Representative Klum? You were standing, I just thought you wanted to say something. Announcements. Oh. Representative Klum.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Ag, Tuesday morning, 7:45. Thank you.
7:45, Tuesday morning. Other announcements? Representative Wollman?
I'll be real quick here. I just wanted to point out that last night we had a basketball game, legislators versus the interns, and I am very proud to say that the legislators are victorious. So congratulations to all of us.
Very well. Very good. Very good. Representative Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Tax will meet at 7:45 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder that March 5th, next Thursday, is Packer Day, and I'm going to allow the Speaker to bring his Eagles helmet out and display it on that day. Thank you.
Very good. Other announcements? And my, that leather helmet is getting a little bit crusty at this point. That's, I'm going to have to oil it up. Other announcements? Seeing no other announcements, it's been an interesting week from up here. You continue to amaze me on the way you conduct yourselves professionally and civilly during these debates. We had some really emotional issues to discuss, but everybody stepped up to the plate, showed what adults you were, and so I applaud you once again. There were some successes, and there were some bills that were not successful. So I have a quote here from Winston Churchill. It says, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. So that's something for you to think about on your way home. Thank you very much. Enjoy the roads. Drive safely, and we'll see you next week. Representative Anderson. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
We are adjourned.